I bow to the divine essence in all. In India, they fold their hands in front of their heart and they bow. And it is impersonal. This is about finding out who you are, and that is not personal. This is guiding you to what you really are, that has no identity. So we always bow to this precious jewel in your heart. And there is a love that is so splendid, so shiny, so wonderful, so rare, that you don't have with your children, with your friends, with your parents, with your beloved. This is a love that we share that is never anywhere else. So this is very tender and extremely precious. And here we feel safe enough to access this. We have to be firm in the world. And we don't talk about this. Because it is so intimate and somehow so vulnerable and so beautiful. And you know, I think that everybody's longing for it. But it is forbidden territory. This softness, this mystical devotion. And people usually are very ready to stamp on it, to... And the judgment actually is an upside longing. We judge it because we would love to access this place. That's why we judge it. Otherwise, we would say, oh, that's interesting, but I have no connection with that. So whenever you feel that there is a judgment, that is covering up a longing. And this love that we share is our biggest tool. Because in love, you dare to see. You dare to receive. You dare to meet darker places in yourself. This love is our great, great, great key.